Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, everybody, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan and friends. Rolling out on a Monday edition of the show. Fantastic to have you with us this July 6, 2020. Greatly appreciate you guys very, very much. Let us catch up on some of your text messages here. A texter says, Mark, I am not sure why Brad Crawford from 24/7 Sports is so psyched to get college football started. As a South Carolina fan and alum, nothing to look forward to. Their ceiling is 7 wins tops. Maybe it's the dollars for him. I'll be honest with you. There, you know, like we're all wanting us to behave in a way that will allow us to have sports, right? The Governor McMaster said, if you want college football, if you want high school football, wear a mask. And we all want sports. But I would be lying to you. I would be bold-faced lying to you if I said I wasn't worried about losing my dream job if sports go away for much longer, right? I mean, think about this. These decisions are not made at a local level for the most part. But if our corporate offices for Entercom exist in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right? And if they look at the lay of the land and they say, man, we are, you know, the business model's being hurt by this or this or this, or the sponsorships are being hurt, and then you're looking at what to cut. It just doesn't it make sense, like if you didn't have sports, that you would cut sports? That's not me rooting against myself. Isn't that just common sense? Like if you have a rock radio station and people are still coming up with rock music, and you have the Rise guys, and you have, you know, different radio stations throughout the building, but sports aren't going on. Like, I mean, come on, right? It's like we need to have sports for my dream job to continue. We need to have sports for your dream Clemson football seasons to continue. I don't think this is Mark reinventing the wheel here, man. I think that's patently obvious. Keegan texts into the show. What's going on, Keegan? Hope all is well, bro. He says, if you don't want to be in the public eye, Bryson DeChambeau, don't be in the public eye. Change professions. Plenty of professions don't have you in the public eye, right? If you accept the profession that is in the public eye, you have to accept everything that comes along with it. This is a conversation that I have had to have with anybody that I have dated for the last 15 years of my life. I've had to say, look, the show is better. The more I can share about my life, the better the show will be. So I will respect you, but if I can share more about my life and that includes you, then the show will be better for it. And you have to realize when we're at public events, and if you are my girlfriend, then you are by default, you are now a public figure as well to a degree, right? And some people don't want that, and some people can't handle that, and that's something you just have to totally understand. Another texter says, I think Bryson DeChambeau is confusing sports media and public relations. Not the same job. Yeah, the PGA Tour wants Bryson DeChambeau to look good. Media members, that's not our job, man. That is not our job at all. Bill Backus, says normalcy will not happen until there is a vaccine. Everything that is done is like walking on eggs, not knowing what the hell will happen right now. Gino Bishop has emailed the show. Thanks for the email, Gino. He says, Mark, this should really help. All the lakes around here buried old Cherokee towns. If you're really interested in the history over near Clemson, go to the Museum of the Cherokee in South Carolina, located in Walhalla. Ask for Luther Lyle and tell him Gino sent you. I helped him build the museum from an old lawyer's building. I would be happy to help you. And he sends me a picture of a sign that says, most Cherokees left Kiowa by 1752 amid conflict with the Creeks, but asked the British to build Fort Prince George across the river. Kiowa was abandoned in 1760 during the Cherokee War, but later resettled in 1776 during the Revolution. I'm fascinated with all this stuff. Major Andrew Williamson's South Carolina militia burned it and other lower towns. The town and fort sites were covered by Lake Kiowa in 1971. I didn't know that. Are there any lakes here that are natural, that are not man-made? The lakes we have here are certainly beautiful, but I'm learning more about the history of this beautiful state every single day that goes by. All right, it is time to get to that little ditty we call the Top 5 at 5. The top five biggest sports stories of the day, the top five topics we're talking about. The Top 5 at 5 starts right now. Hit it. At number five today, Cam Newton with a shot at Teddy Bridgewater. You're going to have to hear this to believe it, folks. Yes, you are. Cam Newton says the following. You're going to choose that over this? I'm really a monster, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm getting tired of being humble now. That's what Cam Newton said on Instagram. You're going to choose that over this? Cam Newton says. Could that mean anything other than a shot at Teddy Bridgewater? You're going to choose that over this? When do you hear you're going to choose that over this? When you're interested in a girl and she's choosing between you and somebody else, right? When did Cam Newton just have a story about this with the Carolina Panthers? He says he wanted to remain with Carolina. Carolina wanted to move in a different direction. Carolina gave Teddy Bridgewater a 3-year, $63 million deal. Cam had to sign for 1 year and $550,000. And you know what? I have absolutely no problem with Cam Newton being bent about this. Whatever motivates you, man. And he's saying, look, you're worried about my injuries, but you signed Teddy Bridgewater. You know, Teddy Bridgewater hasn't been a starter in like 5 years now, a consistent starter, and that's who you've signed. Suffered a catastrophic knee injury, multiple breaks, multiple tears, multiple tendons ruined, destroyed. And Cam says, you're going to choose that over this. I don't consider that poor sportsmanship. I think that motivates him to be the best that he can. With Cam Newton, it's never been a faction of the will. The will is so clearly there. I just don't know if the way is. I do not know what his body will allow him to do. If the Patriots are getting a 100% Cam Newton, because he's still at the age to play at his very best, 32 years of age, if they're getting a 100% Cam Newton, the Patriots probably will be a playoff team. If they're getting 50% Cam Newton, they probably won't. We won't know until Cam Newton takes the field in New England, and it doesn't help him that the NFL is now getting rid of the preseason almost entirely. Next up, breaking news in the National Football League. Great news for Lonzo. Less great news for anyone else affiliated, anyone else that has to compete in the AFC with the Kansas City Chiefs. But KC has inked Patrick Mahomes to a 10-year extension. 10 years. Raise your hand if you didn't even think a 10-year extension was possible or plausible. Other notable extensions in length prior to the one Patrick Mahomes signed today, how have these worked out? Donovan McNabb signed a 12-year contract extension with the Philadelphia Eagles in 2002. Yikes. Brett Favre signed a lifetime contract with the Packers in 2001. What does that even mean, lifetime contract? Drew Bledsoe, much that he needed a transfusion, signed a 10-year contract extension with the New England Patriots in 2001. Yikes. And Michael Vick signed a 10-year contract extension with the Atlanta Falcons in 2004. Yeah, these have never worked out, but they will with Patrick Mahomes. They absolutely will with Patrick Mahomes. Dude is a witch with a football. They've impressed him enough to show him that they're committed to winning for the next 10 years. How many of those 10 years will they have Andy Reid? Good question. Would they ever fire Andy Reid? Probably highly unlikely. And if Andy Reid can stay healthy, they've got a great run ahead of them for the next 10 years, man. 10 years. And you know that's at least $40 million a year. Patrick Mahomes just signed a deal that was worth $400 million. But guess what? I made really good tacos last night. Feel fantastic about it. You all missed out. Every single last one of yous. Next up. At number three, well, how about this as an interesting landing spot for JD? Rumor has it, and they've made an offer, the Las Vegas Raiders are hot after the skirts of Jadeveon Clowney. John Gruden wants Jadeveon Clowney in the fold, wants him on that wall, needs him on that wall, but Jadeveon Clowney has been playing very, 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 very hard to get this entire time. And nobody has come close to the $20 million asking price that he's had. It sucks when you're having a hard dose of reality that the world doesn't think you are the person that you believe yourself to be. But I think the Raiders would be a good fit for JD, man. I really do. Thinking about the person, thinking about the player, thinking about the brand, there's something about the Raiders and Jadeveon Clowney that just fit, right? Badass hit against Michigan, helmet comes flying off. There's just something about that match that fits to me on a team that is really trying to get over the hump to make the playoffs. So, JD, maybe it's time to lower your asking price just a little bit, because I think the Raiders would be a hell of a fit for you. Next up, at number two today, I have power ranked the different sports in terms of who I think will fare the best under the current pandemic situation. Are we ready? Here we go. Number one, the NBA. The NBA is going to cordon everyone off. They're going to test everybody every couple of days. Hotel workers, I believe, will also be tested. They are literally creating a bubble. It's not that they're not going to be hundreds of people there, because there will be a few hundred people there. It's that every single one of those people is going to be tested, is going to be tested frequently, and then is going to be quarantined if they test positive. Players will be discouraged from leaving the bubble, and if some will, they have to quarantine when they get back. So I think the NBA is number one at the leagues that can do it the best. Number two, the NHL. The NHL is going to be doing this thing in Canada. Canada doesn't have a big problem with the virus at all. I think the NHL is smelling roses right now with this. Number three, the NFL. The NFL has time, has resources and time on its hand, and has a track record of being able to successfully execute other events up until this time. Number four is Major League Soccer. Major League Soccer's MVP, Vela, is not participating in their season opening starting tournament. He's got a new kid on the way. But Major League Soccer should have many of the similar benefits playing in Orlando that the NBA does. Number five for me, second to last, is Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball, they're having some issues with their testing right now, man. You know, and look, it's not fair. Life isn't fair. Many of our tests are taking 4 and 5 days to come back. But right now, the Washington Nationals did tests on Friday. Those test results were not available to the team today. And the GM pulled his players away from a workout saying, hey, it's not safe for my guys to be doing this right now. We don't know the results of the tests. I'm going to be putting possibly uninfected people by infected people, and we're not going to do that. So Major League Baseball has got to figure out a faster testing protocol, and you still got a lot of players sounding very undecided. Mike Trout sounding very undecided about things moving forward. And then finally, sixth, of course, is college football. So many questions, so many difficult things for college football to answer that it's hard to be, I'm just being honest with you guys, it's hard to be optimistic today. COVID-19 cases have risen in 36 states. Six FBS programs, at least six, including Clemson and LSU, have had to shut down workouts due to positive outbreaks. We still don't have a uniform testing protocol. The Pac-12 commissioner, Larry Scott, said the season is in a lot more perilous shape than it was a few weeks ago if the coronavirus isn't slowed. The Ivy League is expected to announce Wednesday that they're moving all sports to the spring semester. Morehouse College has canceled its football season. Some Division III programs are canceling their football seasons. And two FBS schools have already had games canceled. Navy, its game with Lafayette has been canceled. And Michigan, its game with Colgate has been canceled. Evidently, Michigan wanted to brush with Crest instead. Western Michigan has replaced Colgate with Stony Brook on that particular schedule. But college football, folks, has a ton of obstacles in its way if it is to return, and if it is to return in September. Consider the situation of where college football is right now, right? If you play in September, you got to decide this month. The cases are going through the roof right now. You can wait another month. You can say, we're going to decide this in August and let's start the season in October, and that could be a viable solution. But if you play in January, how does it behoove Trevor Lawrence to play a season in January with an NFL draft in April and the NFL already expressing doubt that they would have any interest in moving back their draft? Wouldn't seem to make a lot of sense, a financial sense, for the likes of Trevor Lawrence moving forward. I have two questions here for you guys. Number one, when do you feel like our lives are going to feel normal again? Give me a when on that, because I'm really interested and I'd like to know. When will things feel normal again in society to you? And number two, if you're Trevor Lawrence, what do you do if they play a season in January? Do you sit? Do you play? Why or why not? Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at THulk18 for Tim, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at MARC Ryan on Air for yours truly. And you can email the show, Mark Ryan, MARC Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways to get in touch with the show. When do you guys feel like things are going to be feeling normal again? Right? When do you think we're going to have that feeling, that sensation, that, oh my gosh, things are starting to feel normal again? Because you see, folks, we have three different types of people right now, right? There are three different types of people in society today. There is the head in the sand, I'm going to pretend things are normal, and I'm going to keep telling myself and my family that things are normal. Going out to eat is normal, going to work is normal, everything is normal. My head's in the sand, I'm going to keep telling myself that even if they aren't. We have that person. We have the middle person, which listens to the experts, takes common sense practices, and believes that if as long as we behave smartly, that we'll be okay. And then we have our doom and gloomers, those people that believe things will never be normal again. Your answers to those questions, what do you do if you're Trevor Lawrence and college football's pushed back to this spring? And when do we feel like things will return to normal again? We'll answer those questions next. Here on Offsides, we are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan and friends right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Monday edition of the show today, man. It is fantastic to be here with you guys. Absolutely peachy. Excited to have you with us, man. I will tell you what. You know, it's interesting. As I look at this thing, to me, the next time that things are going to feel pretty much normal and back to normal will be August of next year. And here's why I say that. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. But next month is August, and I think a year from that point will be when things feel pretty much normal again. Why? Because we're going to have off football seasons until then that are going to feel weird. The NBA and Disney is going to feel weird. Baseball with no fans, NFL with no fans or limited fans is going to feel weird, right? But I think next August, when we are looking at when we are looking at seasons with full attendance for football, I think for this area, that normalcy will be felt again. We will have a vaccine, knock on wood, by that time. And that normalcy will be felt by many people by that time, in my opinion, right? That is when we will know it. That is when we will feel it. And I think that will be a really good thing. If I'm Trevor Lawrence and college football's moved to the spring, if it's moved to January, what do I do if I'm Trevor Lawrence? I play the season, provided that we finish the season in March or in very early April. All right? You've got to do that, which would mean, if you think about how we normally do seasons, right, our season this year lasted 4.5 months. September, October, November, December, middle of January was the national championship game. You can't do that this year. You can't have it be, if you move the season to the spring, you can't have a season that's January, February, March, April, and then ends in the middle of May. The draft is the end of April. So that would mean you have fewer bye weeks, that you might shorten the schedule 8 or 9 games, right? You play the 8 or 9 games in January and February. And then what you do is you have the bowl games, the conference championship games, in March. Play the playoff in early April, and you're done out of the way with 2 weeks before the NFL draft. if we are to play in January, that is how you do it. And if you do it that way, if I'm Trevor Lawrence, I play. I play because we're out of the way in advance of the NFL draft. Is it hard on my body? Yes. Two seasons in 1 year? Brutal. Absolutely brutal. And that's why many people are saying, look, it doesn't make a lot of financial sense for these kids to play a season of college football if they're going to have to play two seasons in 1 year, and if they're focused on their income-earning potential, and if they sustain a serious injury. It doesn't make a lot of sense if you're these kids to play a college football season that exists in the fall. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? When do you think things are going to return to normal? If I asked you the when will you look up and you'll say, man, everything is right back to normal? I say August of next year. And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom on that. That's just what I honestly feel like. Texter says, Mark, I believe life will get back to somewhat normal when there are new highlights with known sports athletes. It's hard to watch sports right now because they have turned everything political, which I can't blame them as there are no live sports to talk about. That comes from Kevin D. Kevin D, I will tell you this, man. I will tell you that this particular time frame has been a really challenging time, right? I've talked to many talented hosts across the country, and I'm like, I'm listening to their shows. I'm saying to them, what are you doing? What are you talking about? What are you discussing? And, you know, everything, every single sports story that you're seeing is tied to the pandemic or tied to Black Lives Matter in some way, shape, or form, right? Every single thing is tied to it. It is therefore impossible to talk about one without talking about the other. You know, they are, unfortunately, none of these are mutually exclusive. And so, you know, and I'll tell you, personally speaking, I have found the last couple of weeks to be the most challenging in terms of planning the show. Because to be honest with you, I am bored of talking about the pandemic. I am bored about talking about things that are not sports related. I want to be able to talk about sports. You know, I want to be able to talk. And I do a show on topics. But, you know, you've got UFC. You've got some boxing. You have cornhole. You have NASCAR. How long can you talk NASCAR on the show before you guys turn the dial, right? How long can you talk NASCAR? I don't think very often. I don't think very much. You can't talk 3 hours of NASCAR here, right? And it has been an incredibly challenging time. It's a challenging time for you. It's a challenging time for us. We've gotten a lot of texts on this show that say, man, Mark, what I wouldn't give for you to be talking sports. And believe me, I'm saying the same thing to myself. What I wouldn't give to be able to be talking about real sports, you know, what I wouldn't give. You know, we opened the show today by talking about, you know, I asked you first of all and got a lot of great suggestions. So I saw Bald Rock over the weekend and I saw Campbell's Covered Bridge. And I'm asking you guys if there are other places like that that you think I just have to see, because I've been here now. It'll be a year and a half on Friday that I've been here. Hadn't been to Bald Rock yet. Hadn't been to Campbell's Covered Bridge yet. Saw both of those over the 4th of July weekend. Both absolutely stunning. Both absolutely beautiful. I've asked you guys for some tips, tricks on what I should see. We've also been talking, giving you the latest on college football. Interestingly, Harvard today said that all of their courses are going to be online this year for the 2020 fall semester. All of their courses are going to be online. No in-person instruction will be had, and they're still going to charge you $49,000 for the year. Only if you're Harvard and you can get away with that, that's something. The Premier League in England has had zero positive COVID-19 tests from 1,973 people in their 12th round of testing. They are doing a really good job with the virus over there now. I mean, imagine here, how far away are we from testing 1,973 people and having no positives? Just a couple weeks ago, we tested 120 Clemson football players, 37 were positive. Why is the English Premier League having no positives out of almost 2,000 tests? Now, through 12 rounds of testing, the English Premier League has had a grand total of 18 positive tests from 16,280 tests carried out on players and staff. 18 out of 16,280 tests carried on players and staff. They are winning the battle against the virus, right? They're winning that battle. We're not there yet. We're not there yet, which is why I've predicted that our college football season will be moved to January. I hope I'm wrong. I would love to be wrong. But the reality is, you know, maybe a compromise, maybe the best case scenario at this point is they push it back 1 month. That gives them July and August to survey the lay of the land and to make a decision on where are we with the virus in this country. We've heard the governor. We've heard your local officials say that we need to wear masks if we want football. This is not Mark Ryan saying this and upsetting you. This is Governor McMaster saying you want high school and college football, wear a mask, right? We have to stop the spread of this virus right now. And folks, that's where we are. You know, this is where we are as a society today. As we hope and pray that we're going to have a football season, I still believe, I still am feeling bullish that we will have an NFL season. But I believe that college football is the most difficult one to pull off because of the risks of having students on campus, because of many programs not having bottomless wallets in order to pay for all this stuff, in order to pay to have a bubble, in order to pay to have all of the testing that the schools are going to need. How are you guys feeling about a season today? You know, how are you feeling overall about a season today? You know, I asked you in late April. I said, I posted a poll on our Twitter account, ESPN Upstate. I said, if you had to quarantine between now through August to have a college football season, if you have to quarantine, live responsibly, wear masks, social distance, all of those things between April, late April, and through August in order to have a college football season in September, would you do it? 79% said they would. Where are those 79%? 79% say they would. In another poll, I asked, if we don't have a college football season, who's to blame? The number one answer, 43%, said our behavior would be the one that is at fault if we do not have a college football season. So, it is in the balance right now, folks. We will see what takes place moving forward, and I would love to be wrong on this. All right, coming up next on the show, Lonzo. We're going to have a Lonzo sighting here on the show, and he's going to get us ready for Fight Island this coming weekend in the UFC. All right, that's next. This is Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides. Mark Ryan and friends right here on ESPN Upstate rolling on a Monday edition of the show. Mark, did you keep going past Bald Rock to Caesar's Head? Keep going on 276 into North Carolina to DuPont Forest, just 20 minutes past Bald Rock. Take the Triple Falls Trail in DuPont Forest. It is a beautiful one-mile hike each way. I'm getting some great ideas, man. I saw Bald Rock for the first time this weekend. I saw the Campbell's Covered Bridge for the first time this weekend. This area has so many unbelievable secrets, man. And I'm graciously getting more of these secrets from you guys right now. Appreciate it, Texter. Thank you so very much. Please keep them coming in. I'm writing them all down. I'll go to every single last one of them. I'll tell you about my experience on the air. Joining us right now, it feels like a minute since we've had him on the show, Lonzo. One half of Offsides here on the show joins us right now on the line. Lonzo, my man, how you doing? What's going on?
Well, first of all, I want to apologize if you hear major thunder and stuff going on. There's a storm here at the Reitzel compound, and you never know. If you hear falling trees, I might cut off, and then you know that I'm no longer with us.
There you go, man. There you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, Lonzo was tested for COVID today. You know, don't worry. Whereas many times I do share things that Lonzo doesn't want me to share, I did get approval from Lonzo to talk about this on the show today. Lonzo, first things first, how are you feeling? What precipitated you wanting to get tested, and what was the testing experience like?
All right, so I'm feeling awesome. My sinuses are draining, but they always do this time of year. And, you know, like most companies, they put out an email, hey, do you want to be tested? We can set up a test. And other people were doing it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do this because my sinuses are draining. Let's see if it's something more than that. So, but I've got a story that's going to make some people angry. Because whereas I saw other people having to sit in line for like 3 hours to take their test, I went to take my test today, and there were two people in front of me and no one behind me, so it took me about 5 minutes.
Well, the natural question is, Lonzo, where did you take your test? That's what everybody wants to know.
As we know, I live in the poorest county in the state called Lawrence County, and so I went to the Lawrence Hospital to take mine in the car, and there was no one there because, you know, people are so poor here, we can't afford to go to system. I don't know why. There's just no line there. You know, I'm not complaining. I got there at 9 o'clock, which when the thing opened, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna have to wait for a while. I brought my Switch with me, my Nintendo Switch, in case I had to play a game for a while. Brought a book in case I needed to read. I'm seeing all these tweets and Facebook posts about how long people are having to wait. I get there and I'm like, okay, why is there only two cars up there? You know, had a nice conversation with the security guard and with the nurses. And I told the lady who took my test, hey, I'm kind of nervous about this. She's like, it's no big deal. Put your head back, and boom, it was done. I will tell you that my left nostril still hurts, but you know,
What was it like while it was happening? Did it hurt like hell while it was happening?
All right, it's just kind of like a small needle. It feels a little bit until once they get in there, they spend some time in there kind of swabbing around. That was uncomfortable because I felt like my brain was being touched, and you know, that was not a good thing. But it didn't hurt. I mean, your eyes water because someone stuck something up your nose. But as far as that, if you are someone out there listening and you've been reluctant to take the test because you're afraid it's going to hurt, it doesn't really hurt. It's just uncomfortable.
There you go, man. Glad you're okay. And whatever you hope those results show, Lonzo, I hope it gives you the result you want. Okay, I have no idea if you want them to be positive or negative.
Why would I want it to be positive? That's crazy.
Well, if it's positive, what does that mean? That means that you were largely asymptomatic. That means that you might have some protection from it moving forward, right?
Well, if you're always sick, it's hard to tell when you get something else. So, I mean, since I moved to South Carolina, my sinuses are always messed up. But when I was in Ohio, I had colds like every other week. So I think I'm good, but you know, there are a lot of people who think they're good. And if I'm not, they're not. So, I mean, that's you gotta deal with the hand you're given or something like that.
There you go. Let's talk some fighting, man. Let's get to some real sports, man, because I need it. Fight Island this weekend. Going to be tremendous. Now, do we get to see the undercards of Fight Island on ESPN or Fox again?
I believe so. I was so excited about the main card that I didn't even look at that. I got to apologize for that. But usually you can. It's either on ESPN Plus or on ESPN. But ESPN is smart. They've been putting the undercard on ESPN because they don't have anything else to put on. So, and that's a smart move. I was thinking of not buying this card until the late change they made. But looking at the card, man, this is a killer card. This is nearly as good as the last UFC. No, actually, it's better than the last UFC because there are three title fights on this, including the one that everyone's talking about, Kamaru Usman versus Jorge Masvidal. Masvidal, as we know, the BMF champion. Tim, don't tell anyone what that means. I know you don't want to. But he is a BMF champ, and he said, you know, I'm out. He wanted to get paid.
Does BMF champ start with bad mother?
I believe it does, yes.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Look at that. Never call me a non-wrestling, non-fighting fan again.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sure other people will take care of that for me. So Masvidal wanted a bunch of money, and Dana White said no. And so he scheduled the number one contender to go up against him, and that was Gilbert Burns. But Gilbert Burns just tested positive, so he pulled out of the fight. So then they're scrambling to get this done. So this is a big deal for Masvidal. So now he got more money. They're not saying how much he got, but obviously he got enough to be able to take the fight on 6 days' notice. And if he's able to do this, man, this guy's – he's already a big star, but if he can handle this fight and do what – I think he might win this fight. He's going to be the biggest star in the UFC right now. And so you got that fight. You've also got Alexander Volkanovski versus, easy for me to say, versus Max Holloway for a title. You got Peter Yan versus Jose Aldo for a title. And then you got a couple women fights. Rose Namajunas versus Jessica Andrade, which is a good fight. Thug Rose, great fight. And then Amanda Ribas, which I don't know a lot about, against Paige VanZant.
So you just said Rose. Okay, yeah. I'm blanking on the best fighter in the women's ranks right now. What's her name again?
The one who has two belts, and I'm just blanking on it.
We're getting old.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's definitely getting old. She has a beer commercial right now. Someone will send it in, and I should know, and I know I don't like her. Maybe that's why I can't remember. Amanda Nunes, that's it.
There you go.
I thought of that I don't like her, then I remembered her name. But I don't know why Paige VanZant is on this card except for what she looks like, more than likely. That's why she's there. Why she's on the main card, I don't know. She's 8-4 going up against someone who's 9-1. But I've sent you pictures of her before, and you can look them up again, and you're welcome. So.
Yeah.
But the fight overall, I'm looking forward to this because I want to see what Fight Island looks like. You know that they're going to take cameras around and show everybody. People are already landing there, and they are posting videos and stuff of the sand and the beach and all that kind of stuff. And I will tell you also that Masvidal and Usman, they had to go later because they thought the fight was going to be canceled. They've already been tested once. Then they flew over. They're going to be tested two or three more times before the fight.
Interesting. So Jose Aldo, grew up watching this kid, man. Where is he? Is he still able to fight at the way he did when he was at his prime? Or is he well past that point now?
Well, you know, the prime in UFC is weird because you're in your 30s and you're in your prime. So I'm saying he's not out of his prime. And he's got a shot to get this title again, for sure.
And how about, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this, partner, Patrick Mahomes. 10 years, $450 million. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty excited about that.
Richest deal in the history of sports.
No,
10 years, $450 million.
Did you see J.J. Watt's tweet? J.J. Watt just tweeted out his quarterback's name with just question marks by it. So he's thinking that Deshaun Watson's going to get paid even more than Mahomes, and I just don't see that happening.
Like, if Patrick Mahomes is worth $450 million, Deshaun Watson is worth what to you? $380 million?
maybe. You always look at the next guy. Who's the next guy to get a contract after the biggest contract? And it's probably Deshaun Watson, but there's no way they pay him that much. But do you believe? I believe Mahomes is worth every penny that he's getting.
Well, look, we haven't even had a quarterback hit $40 million yet, Lonzo, and now you're paying him $45. So nobody's hit 40, and you're going $5 million above and beyond that. So why is this a good deal? Because by the time that deal is up, we'll have quarterbacks over $50 million per, right? And so seven, eight years from now, this deal is going to be looking like a bargain. That's my take.
Well, you also you look at the potential of Patrick Mahomes realizing he's only been in the league like, what, 3 years? This guy could actually get better. It is possible for him to get better. Because I don't think he's peaked, do you? And so I think it's well worth the money, as long as it doesn't hurt the team and make them unable to sign anybody else. And I don't think they're going to have that problem, at least for the next year or so.
Stay well, Lonzo. Talk to you soon, man.
See ya.
All right. Lonzo Reitzel had the COVID test today and says not that big of a deal, man. Not that big of a deal. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan and friends right here on ESPN Upstate.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides. Mark Ryan and friends right here on ESPN Upstate. Let's get right to it. He's been hanging very patiently on the line. Billy Taylor is up next. Billy, thanks so much for your patience, man. Happy to give the floor to you. What's up, man?
Yeah, what's going on? I don't mind waiting behind Lonzo. He's the buddy. He's my buddy, and he's the man. So sorry he's going through whatever he's going through, but I'll tell you this, he didn't make me feel any better about taking the test.
I said it was no big deal, man. Said it was no big deal, like
no,
a few seconds.
You had to talk him into that. You had to talk him into that. He started talking about, you know, swabbing his brain and everything. I just don't feel good about it at all now.
Billy, realize by this point, pretty much all of us have known people that test positive, right? I've known people that have tested positive in multiple states. So, you know, getting tested is a wise thing to do. And in Lonzo's case, I mean, he said to me, why would I want to test positive? Well, dude, you're not that sick. If you're not that sick, isn't testing positive a good thing? So anyway, man, I want to let you get to it, what you want to talk about today.
Yeah, I would agree with what you just got through saying. If you're asymptomatic, that probably the chances that you get it next time that you may even have a less severe case, but who knows? Yeah. Anyway, here's what I call for, and actually it's part of what you were talking about with COVID when you started talking before you got on with Lonzo, because there's so many caveats to all this, and it does affect your job, sports, and our lives. I mean, let's just be honest. All these things are all tied together. So,
sure,
you know, it worries me, and I do think best-case scenario is what you threw out, and I think that's next August, and I'm not even sure that that's going to happen. I mean, I do think that we are going to get back to some sense of normalcy. But I do like to listen to a lot of talk radio. You're my favorite sports talk show, but
Thank
I like
you.
Listening to some conservative talk, too. And, you know, there is one scenario that nobody's mentioned yet that it could be probably – that could actually come to fruition, or we will not know it probably for another few years if this happens. But the other scenario is that there's not a vaccine that's available that's, you know, going to stop this from happening or being spread. Now, that is a – scenario. I don't think it's a, you know, a great chance. I would say it's probably about a third. I do think that a lot of vaccines, even for the flu, you know, they don't always knock it out completely, but it does help curb the you know, the spread so that you can get back
Billy, if you don't mind, I would like to continue this because I need to ask you a personal question as a friend when we come back. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Hang on the line. We'll continue with Billy. We'll get to either or after this right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.